Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cookies.
Uxter.
Matman.
All right, now down to the usual business. So, to start off, let's start off on some unfortunate topics with police say Marvel legend Stan Lee was a victim of elder abuse by his former manager.
Really? So, yeah, I've been keeping up. Well, been most kind of reading about that on Bleeding Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That there's allegations of that for the last couple of years before he passed away.
Stan Lee was telling everyone it wasn't happening, but then again, that, you know,
that was
could be coerced.
The manager
could be coerced, you know, but
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's just a scummy thing to do. To anybody, not just to someone as legendary as Stan Lee, but just to anybody.
Just anyone, in
general. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I believe all the accusations that were going on about how he was stealing Stan Lee's blood to sell the people. Like, what would be the point of that?
Seriously? Stealing his blood?
Yeah, that's one of the allegations.
Hopefully someone will be able to clone him sometime.
They I don't know, but...
I'm pretty sure I find out who one of those people...
Los Angeles prosecutors will charge a former business manager for late Marvel comic legend Stan Lee with false imprisonment, grand theft, and elder abuse. Kia Morgan, also known as Kirash Mazari, was arrested Saturday in Arizona, and he has yet to be extradited to California. Formal charges will be filed at an arraignment in L.A., and it hasn't been scheduled yet.
Somebody ruined his own life.
Yeah. Police said that Morgan exerted his control and influence over Lee, and that's all they said. All right, whatever, fine.
You know, what I don't get is, why would he think he would get away with it? Especially with somebody as famous.
That was just... I think that he just got a little too much power over what Stan Lee could do, and
kind of went to his head.
Apparently, Lee had a restraining order against Morgan. Morgan reportedly became close to Lee after the death of his wife Joan Lee in 2017. Before his death, Lee was granted a temporary restraining order against Morgan and banned him from abusing, harassing, or contacting Lee, and required him to stay at least 100 yards away from him. And at the time, Morgan denied the allegations. A quote from Morgan says, "I have taken great care of Stan Lee for the past many years and have never had a problem directly with Stan. I have a fantastic relationship with him for the past many years, as he has stated countless times on the record, and I literally saved his life once," Morgan told TMZ in June 2018.
"What?
I will 100% prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the allegations against me are false."
Really?
Obviously not, though.
If there's a whole article.
Well, I mean, there was articles at the time, too.
Yeah. Sorry.
Dead Cookies?
Yeah.
10 seconds or again, I'm going to cut your hands off. Chop, chop. All right, anyways. I don't know. Any final thoughts on that before we move on? To a much lighter note.
Well, if it's true, I hope he rots in jail.
Yeah.
Jail. Definitely jail.
He gets butt fucked in prison.
All right, and
good,
that's enough to do.
Good note. Moving on. 450 pound nerd.
So,
assumption is that there would be nerds in jail.
You know what else is going on?
Just for that reason.
You know what else is going on, trending on the name of Stan Lee? Stan Lee's Superhero Kindergarten, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my.
So it doesn't have... There's actually some images out there. I don't know where they are, but I gotta find them. But no, apparently...
Was it gonna be a cartoon?
Yeah, it's an animated...
All right.
Gonna be all the, you know, Marvel heroes as kindergartners?
Probably.
That would be pretty...
But what would Arnold play?
Teacher. Schwarzenegger will play Arnold Armstrong, who was an average gym teacher before he was imbued with superpowers when the Earth passed through the ionic dust left in the wake of a mysterious comet.
Okay.
He becomes right. Captain Courage.
Oi.
That
Ouch.
Name.
Oi.
One of Earth's greatest protectors. However, after a battle with his arch nemesis, Dr. Superior, for...
Something
told
me this
could
be aimed for kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. This seems like it's a kid's show.
He expended all of his powers in eating his foe and forced to end his career.
With the power of friendship!
And forced to end his career as Captain Courage until a massive explosion of super energy particles came raining down and rumors of superpowered children began surfacing. Now he serves as a kindergarten teacher who secretly trains the new generation of young superheroes.
Get to the classroom! Now! You're gonna be late!
We'll be his.
Not.
Or I'll be back.
Don't forget your hot pants!
I personally love this idea. Like, even if it is just for kids, like, that's fine, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
They have a... Okay, hold on. As long as it's actually a decent show.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of crappy kids shows lately.
A lot of crappy.
And they better not ruin a fucking... Something with Stan Lee's name on it.
Yeah. And there haven't been any good kids shows since the 80s.
Hell no.
Okay. I had a couple good kids shows, okay?
Come on.
Sure, whatever.
Real Monsters? That was a good show.
All right.
Invader Beavers.
But yeah, no, I'm thoroughly...
Everyone loves the name.
Oh,
Invader
Zim.
Invader Zim.
Yeah.
I've been reading the comics.
Nice.
All right, so apparently, moving on from that, because that was just kind of a short little thing, there wasn't much news on it yet. But something else that's happened recently in the world of Marvel is an insider leaked the first plot details for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, supposedly.
Yeah, and Ryan Reynolds fucking leaked Detective Pikachu.
Anyways, Roger Wardell tweeted, Rocket's creator is the High Evolutionary. Drax is in for a big surprise when he discovers his daughter is alive. Rocket also gets love interest in the form of Lila. Nebula and Star-Lord will grow into closer friends. Yeah. Again, really, I don't know if I trust it all the way, but you know.
Friends? Well, I have heard rumors about, you know, finding, you know, Rocket's
creator.
Yeah. Rocket's. And, you know, a few episodes ago I did bring up that, you know, I couldn't remember if it was his whole family or what, but, you know, the whole thing about his daughter being alive.
You did say Drax.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's possible, but then again, this also could just be some random guy out there that heard a bunch of rumors and was like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to say I'm an insider.
I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, buddy.
So, I mean, it's...
And near the end of our podcast, I'll have a statement I need to redact from... podcast from before about Will Smith.
Yeah, he definitely has to.
Yeah. Our podcast, before, I said I wasn't too sure about Will Smith being the genie. Oh. I got to redact that statement, and he did really good.
Oh, you've watched Aladdin?
Yeah.
I haven't watched Aladdin yet. I've actually... Like from the reviews, I've heard this is actually a really good one.
It is. Like, it really is.
I think the last live-action Disney movie I watched and enjoyed was surprisingly Beauty and the Beast. It wasn't a bad movie. I actually enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying something. Just, like, I've never liked princess movies. I always found them...
There's going to be Lion King coming up next month.
Yeah.
Which is really just a heavily upgraded animated movie. It's not really...
Yeah.
Not much of a live-action. But, you know.
You know the Princess Jasmine in the live-action? That was Pink Ranger in the Power Rangers movie.
Really?
Oh,
really?
The last Power Rangers movie? Yeah.
Oh. Wow. The recent one?
Let's see.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, that's pretty much all there is on that little bit. But then, same...
You haven't seen Power Rangers?
The newest one?
Yeah.
Like the crappy one?
The one that just came out with the ugly-ass looking swords?
Yeah, I haven't.
Gross looking Alpha 5?
Yeah, I haven't.
All right,
that's
anyways.
Why I haven't seen it.
So... So on the same vein, there's not much else to talk about there, but it's in the same area. James Gunn, coming back for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, he spoke about his time after Disney fired him.
Away.
So, James Gunn said, when you asked me what was the saddest for me when I thought it was gone, and anybody at Marvel can tell you, it's this very strange and attached relationship to Rocket. Rocket is me. He really is. Even if that sounds narcissistic, Groot is like my dog. I love Groot in a completely different way. I relate to Rocket and I feel compassion for Rocket. But I also feel like his story has not been completed. He has an arc that started in the first movie, continued in the second, and goes through Infinity War and Endgame. And then I was set to really finish the arc in Guardians 3. That was a big loss to me, not being able to finish that story. Though I was comforted by the fact that they were still planning to use my script. Hmm. So, that also kind of adds more to the idea that we're definitely going to see a lot more of Rocket Raccoon's story. History.
That's good.
So, that's going to be interesting.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Hopefully, with
James Gunn still directing Suicide Squad 2, it'll turn out much better than
Hopefully.
I mean, it'll depend on the script he's given, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Directors can only polish a turd so well.
That is true.
They can put a bow on it.
I mean, they could. They could just spray it with golden spray paint.
That's one good looking turd. That turd, it's still going to be a turd.
But it's going to be shiny. They put.
So, anyways, I mean.
You can't turn an asshole into a flower vase.
Oh, fun.
Speaking of.
Well, you could!
Speaking of future Marvel projects, Scarlett Johansson has reportedly began filming Black Widow.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Supposedly. I mean, there's still... it's weird when you look at the article that comicbook.com put out. It kind of... It's a bit wishy-washy on if it's really happening. It's like it's trying to both confirm and deny. It's kind of weird because, like, usually any place, as soon as they hear something, they're like, it's definitely being... going on, but they're like,
maybe.
Yeah, like some website posted that, you know, Brent Spiner was coming back as Data for the Star Trek Picard series.
Oh, jeez.
And then just a few hours later, that article is gone.
Gone forever.
Ouch.
So
me and Cade were talking about how that movie could start, Black Widow.
Oh, well, it's one way that we would... seeing it. It'd be interesting. It'd be a good idea just to kind of attach it to what's currently going on. Because, you know, there's always that whole thing of, like, your life flashes before your eyes before you die. So what it could be is the very, very beginning of the movie
is her jumping.
Her
going off
the cliff, and then it ends.
What is that place?
Where they're going splat?
Yeah.
Off the... Vormir.
But anyways, so
yourself for the Soul Stone.
Yeah,
that's one way it could happen. It's not going to,
and we can see her like flash her light flash before her eyes before she.
Because what it'll most likely start at is her being taken to the Red Room.
Yeah,
probably.
Mm-hmm. Most likely,
the most likely place it'll start. But just saying, like Marvel, if you're listening, we know you're not because nobody is.
You never know. Disney listens to everything.
Yeah, no. Last week's podcast only got one listener. Yeah, this is going great. But anyways, we're still going to keep pushing through, keep trying.
At least somebody listened to it.
I got to say. But no, I'm still excited for this movie. I'm excited to see where it goes. And I would like the idea that it would start there, but it's not going to.
Probably not.
You know, what they're saying about Far From Home is true, about it opening up, you know, the multiverse. They can still bring in, you know, different realities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Natasha. Yeah.
They could. Thoughts on that? Anybody? No? Mm-hmm. All right, we're flying through these.
I already put my thought into it.
All right, we're flying through these. So... a big update in Avengers Gaming. The Avengers game is being revealed at E3 in 2019.
Ooh.
And it's called Marvel's Avengers.
Nice.
I actually have an original name.
Do we know what it's about?
The Avengers, duh.
Yeah. Well, no, because we're going to find out...
sorry.
Discipline of you.
We'll find out June 10th.
Punishment.
But I'm hoping, what I'm kind of hoping is it's kind of like, what was that movie? What was like, What were the old Avengers games called? The old Marvel games?
Ultimate Alliance.
I'm kind of hoping something like that, but more open world, kind of like the current Spider-Man game.
Ooh.
So it's like you get to be whatever Marvel character you want, but it's open world. That'd be amazing.
Just want to go running down the...
What I hope it's not... What I'm really hoping it's not is basically Marvel's version of DC's online.
Well, I mean, I would be okay with that. I would be okay with that.
If you get to pick, like, which superhero you want to follow behind like they did.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, then you have to deal with all the online players. And that's just... What I want, what I personally would want, is a game where you get to just be... running around as any hero you want. Even if you want to create your own hero. What I kind of hope for is like a Marvel's like Bethesda game.
Ooh.
Just open world, get to be your own character or choose a character. But
I mean, that would be cool and all, but I don't see that happening for a while.
Probably not, but it's possible.
We never know.
Who's going to be making it?
Square Enix.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Yep.
They have some good engines they're working with right now.
Tell me other games they made.
Well, all the Final Fantasies.
Oh, okay.
New Final Fantasy VII is about to drop. Ooh. There's going to be more reveals here in June. Yeah.
That's going to be good.
And then, of course,
hold tight.
Yeah, you guys Kingdom keep talking. I'm just looking at something.
I mean, we don't really have much.
Can you two talk about the
yeah, you know, when I come over here, I don't haven't played video games.
Yeah,
Hitman
since.
Oh, okay. I played Hitman.
15.
Oh yeah, I've seen
Tomb
that.
Tomb Raider, all the newer Tomb Raider games.
Oh, the new Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh.
All of them recently.
I mean, they'll be all right. I can't wait to see this. And when is E3?
June 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, me and Uxer tomorrow are going to be waiting for Mortal Kombat DLC to drop. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just I just looked at the Avengers Project announcement trailer.
Yeah, it's
and it's like from what it's showing, it looks like some
fighting game
catastrophe just went down. I don't know if it's a fighting game; it probably is, but
it
looked like some catastrophe went down. No. Like,
you don't think they're gonna
worse.
No, I think it's like...
Like, there was destroyed...
Something destroyed the Avengers.
Like there was Tony's... arm. Well, the Iron Man arm. It didn't show, like, Tony's actual arm, but it was, like, ripped off and barely functioning. Thor's hammer just sitting on the ground, kind of pulsating. And then just kind of... Yeah, that was all they showed, really.
Okay.
I guess even Pokemon is going to have a thing during E3.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. For Sword and Shield.
Oh.
That's one for the Switch.
Anyways.
All right, so moving on from that, we've got Pixar. Chris Pratt and Tom Holland are brothers in the first look images of Pixar's Onward.
Onward.
It's a new CGI movie coming out. The Elf Brothers. Going around seeing if there's any more magic left in the mundane world or something like that.
Oh. Okay. That makes sense. See.
Oh. That.
Oh. They're elf.
Yep. Like, legitimate elves. Alright.
The movie Elves. Like... Yeah.
You're gonna guess that's Tom Holland, the skinny one, and the chubby one's Chris Pratt.
Probably.
More likely. All right.
Yep.
Well, there's so Julia Louise Dreyfus is going to be their mother Veep. Looks like.
Mother Veep.
Yep.
Mother Veep.
All right.
You mother Veep.
So that's gonna be interesting.
I Veep you up, mother.
Doesn't Doesn't actually say anything on what, like, all right, so yeah, doesn't actually say anything in the article about.
I mean, I can't. From
what I'm seeing,
I would watch it. Me and the wife tomorrow are gonna go watch the Elton John movie.
Rocket Man.
Wife's kind
of. Oh, there we go.
Wife and I talked about seeing it, but we don't know if we want to she's kind of wanting to see it more than I do.
Yeah.
Well, we went to go see the...
But we don't want to... But we don't know if we want to go see it in the theater or wait for it to come out.
Yeah.
On digital or something.
Probably going to just wait.
All right. So, the mixture of...
Me and the wife wants to just go out.
We went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody in the theater.
It was a good one. I liked it.
Hell, we both agreed that we thought it was a hell of a lot better than we were expecting it to be.
Yeah. The mixture of fantasy elements like dragons and elves with traditional designs for cars, clothing, and interiors of houses immediately gives Onward a distinct style to it. The animation looks right in line with Pixar's usual style, too. So fans of the past work should be happy. What the photos do not provide us with is the insight into how the brothers interact or their personalities. But Scanlan offered some of their qualities. For Holland's younger brother character, the goal was to find someone who could capture the shy awkwardness and sweetness that he has, while Pratt's older brother character is supposed to be wild and chaotic, but also charming. So they went and found Spider-Man and Star-Lord. To play Spider-Man and Star-Lord. But yeah. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And then, to move on from that on to something a little more irritating, because they're...
Oh, jeez.
So Sonic the Hedgehog movie delayed 3 months to fix Sonic.
Yep.
Which, if you've seen the fix they've gotten, they just kind of made him more colorful.
What?
They didn't change anything about him, but the coloring.
Really?
Yeah, well, let me find, because it's not on here.
Just the coloring?
Or if he's going to go Super Sonic in this movie.
Is that the link I...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw one where they actually made him look like from the video game.
Well, that was a fan.
Made?
Yeah, a fan.
The director tweeted... a picture, you know, a teaser of the new release date,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know, a sign being held up by a white gloved hand.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see.
So they put the gloves on him and...
Well, I don't know, because this... these ones are fan-made, so I'm trying to find...
See, even this fan-made actually makes it look like actual Sonic.
Actual Sonic look.
Yeah.
And it almost makes me wonder if they had animation models that they were, you know, they just weren't sure if they were going to try and go with the one that they showed in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other one.
And the one in the trailer pissed so many people off.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So I see the sign now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it shows a gloved hand.
Gloved hand.
So February 14th, Valentine's Day in 2020.
Holding up the spinning Sonic sign.
So...
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they're going to actually do some justice.
I really hope they make him look like he's supposed to.
Yeah, the other one was honestly, like, too chubby in the belly, not chubby enough in the face.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really know a whole lot about the Sonic franchise, period.
I so played almost all the games.
I played all the another, games.
But, you know...
I didn't even watch a lot of the shows.
You know, I didn't watch the trailer or anything, but was, you know... Images I've seen of Sonic, I'm like, oh my god, really?
Yeah. It looks weird. So, moving on from that, we got...
My big question is, Jim Carrey playing Eggman, or is he playing Dr. Robotnik?
I think it's Dr. Robotnik at first, and then ends Eggman. Up as Eggman.
Yeah.
By the end. Mm-hmm. Can't say that name. Waititi's live-action Akira movie gets May 2021 release date.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really an anime guy, so I wouldn't know.
You know what they? You know what anime they need to turn into a movie? Inuyasha.
I wouldn't. I used to watch that one. That's not.
I haven't read it, but there's the Akira anime is based on some of the Akira manga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I haven't read any of those. Then again, I don't know if that's available.
Waititi says. What I wanted to do was an adaptation of the books, because a lot of people were like, don't touch that movie. And I'm like, I'm not remaking the film. I want to go back to the book. A lot of people freaking out haven't even read the books, and there are 6 gigantic books to go through. It's so rich. So it seems like he's not going to try to go for the animated movie that was
made
put out, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't... Yeah.
Hey,
whatever. I'm not a... Animated.
The whole thing is like, I've
like there's some. Anime
I haven't heard. I haven't ever Bleach, really heard anything that
Naruto,
had good.
One Piece, One Punch.
I haven't ever heard of like almost every anime move, every anime that's getting adapted into a live action thing always gets just an absolute shitstorm of hate as soon as released.
That's because there's always those ones that are absolutely in love with it and get let down because it was way below their standards.
Now to move on to something that is definitely a good thing. Ooh. Tom and Jerry movie cast adds Michael Pena as neither Tom or Jerry.
All right.
I'm butchering that last name, but...
Pena.
Pena.
Penis.
Close.
So he's a hotel manager in, he's who has it in for the famous cartoon cat and mouse duo. Traditionally, Tom and Jerry are each other's greatest foe, but I guess they'll put their differences aside to battle Michael Pena. Still butchering that name. So, that'll be interesting. I'm excited to see that movie. Yeah. I miss Tom and Jerry.
I want to see just for Michael Pena being in it.
34 minutes
Or some odd minutes ago.
God damn it.
The narrator of Dragon Ball Z just passed away.
Oh.
God damn.
That sucks. But anyways, I'm excited to see that movie. That I didn't even know they were doing a Tom and Jerry movie.
No, it was 15 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't recall hearing about it at all until...
that popped up?
Hearing about that.
Yeah.
So this will be interesting, the Tom and Jerry movie. Yeah. I'm excited for it. It's been a long time since I've seen some Tom and Jerry.
Did it say live action?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it doesn't say it.
Yeah, it's live action. Huh. Except for obviously Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
But are they gonna go like CGI? Because like
action CGI.
Oh. I was kind of disappointed.
It's not gonna be like Roger Rabbit.
Well, I was okay. I was gonna open. Well, yes, Roger Rabbit. But I was kind of open like Looney Tunes. That one movie with Brendan Fraser.
Mm-hmm. Back in Action.
Yeah, Back in Action. That was a great movie. I love that movie. I was hoping for something like that. That'd be nice.
Right.
Oh, well. Fine.
What about Space Jam, you fucker?
Space Jam was good, too. That one more took live action and brought it into cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part. Let's see. Tom and Jerry. So another report says, Ridley Scott developing a new Alien prequel.
Oh, great.
Oh, fun. Another.
Okay, like, I love Alien, but Jesus Christ, it's starting to become ridiculous.
Star Wars.
it's another Star Wars situation.
Remakes.
But I don't know. I mean, I'll probably watch it. It's an Alien movie. It's gonna be badass and it's gonna be creepy.
Oh, what else we're gonna see? Another Alien video game.
Oh, probably. Although the last Alien video game.
I know it's fake.
The last Alien video game. The one that had a VR add-on to it was amazing.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I wouldn't mind another Alien video game, depending on what they did with it. If it was especially entirely VR, that'd be insane.
Oh.
You as an alien in VR?
Well, I don't think you'd be the alien. I think you'd be trying to hide from the alien.
I think you'd be hiding, yes.
Yeah.
But, that's interesting news.
Definitely something the... Virtual Leftovers have to do.
A new Star Wars movie based on Knights of the Old Republic is in the works.
Bam, bam, bam.
So that'll be interesting.
But no confirmation if it's the... It's not being written by the Game of Thrones showrunners, but we don't know if they're going to be involved with the... with the KOTOR movie.
It's currently being written by... Shutter Island and Avatar writer. Not even going to try and say the name. Shutter Island.
They screwed that movie up.
Nope. Moving on. I'm not saying that. I can't say that name.
Where?
Yeah. You got about as much chance as I do.
Leda Calogridi.
Sure. As good as we're going to get.
Alright. Moving on.
The project should be welcome news to Star Wars fandom who may be feeling beaten down after Solo's disappointing box office led Lucasfilm to reevaluate the franchise's ambitions and scale.
A lot better than the
studio's release schedule.
I liked it. I did.
Knights of the Old Republic, nicknamed KOTOR by its devotees, is a role-playing game about Jedi versus the Sith, set nearly 4,000 years before the events of 1977 Star Wars: A New Hope. Fans have long yearned for its rich story to be adapted into film.
Should they have went with, I don't know, the Phantom
Menace? What I would really like them to do would be to tackle movies with Darth Bane.
That would be a good one.
But just getting to
good one set up the set rule of two.
Just skimming through the article, though, it didn't really look like... It specifically said they weren't entirely sure where it was going to go yet. So...
Yeah, if it's going to have Darth Revan and Malak.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean...
I'm excited.
If they're going to take a drastic turn like it sounds like they're going to for this, I'm open to it. Because I can tell you what, I have been disappointed with the latest Star Wars films.
I am too.
Like, to the point where, I mean... It's.
You said you haven't seen.
Black no, Jedi. I need to. I need to watch that. Yeah, Rogue One. I want to see Last Jedi. I don't. That's the.
As it is, Rogue One is the only one of the Star Wars movies that I have not seen in theaters.
Yeah,
I've seen. The original, not the initial theatrical release of A New Hope, but one of its theatrical re-releases around the time of Empire Strikes Back. Saw Empire Strikes Back, saw Return of the Jedi. In fact, that was the first Star Wars movie that I saw more than once. And what sucked is the first time seeing it, the films broke.
No!
Oh,
really?
Yeah. When Boba Fett, or not Boba Fett, Bib Fortuna meets with R2 and 3PO when they come into the palace.
Yeah.
Right there.
Damn.
They fixed it, but, you know, it ended up jumping ahead a little bit into where I think where they actually were coming up before Java. So not a whole lot of
shitty
important stuff was missed.
Yeah, but still.
But the second time I saw it, I was staying with aunt and uncle for a couple weeks or so in the summer, and we went and saw it in the drive-in.
Hell yeah. That's the way to watch the Star Wars
then
movies.
Then I caught the special editions when they brought them out in the theaters. All three of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Saw The Phantom Menace, I think, at least five times just because. New Star Wars on the big screen.
Yeah, buddy. My whole school in middle school went and watched that.
And then...
We straight rented out the entire theater and the whole
fucking school.
In fact,
when we went to go see, it was a whole big old fucking group of us, probably about 10 or so, 10, 15 of us, that bought all of our tickets in advance for the first fucking showing of the day at the theater was in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Columbia Center.
Nice.
In fact, all of us had requested that day off because we were all working.
Ready to go.
We were all working at this one gas station, and we all said, yeah, you can schedule us. We're not going to be here.
I think it was because all the teachers wanted to go watch it, really.
And then we went and saw that opening day. Went and saw Attack of the Clones opening day. Revenge of the Sith opening day. Trying to think. Force Awakens, I think, was a couple of days. You know, was after opening day because schedule. Rogue One, never got to see. Saw The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I think. No, it wasn't opening. I think we waited a week at least, maybe. And we saw Solo, and like I said, I went in with low expectations on Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife and I both did.
Yeah.
Just because of everything that I'd been reading online about it and whatnot. So I'm like, man. And I wasn't too sure on the guy that got to play young Solo.
You weren't sure about him.
And Donald Glover, I thought he, I'm like, okay, I can see him doing a good job as Lando, maybe. And anyway, walked out, we were both pleasantly surprised, and it turned out a lot better than we thought it was going to be.
Almost certainly. All
right.
So.
I waited until it was on Netflix to watch it.
I should watch Rogue One is on Netflix, I just haven't watched it yet. But
I was kind of let down on that one.
Have to hurry up because I think by this fall, anything from Disney period is going to be pulled off of Netflix.
Really?
Damn. And it's all going to go to the Disney Plus
service.
Yeah.
That's why nothing Captain Marvel isn't going to be appearing on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's
damn. Yeah, it is.
That's dumb.
So.
But, anyway, so, move on from that a little bit. To just open to DC for just a few. Kaylee Cuoco teases a fall release date for Harley Quinn, the animated movie, I believe.
Animated series.
Oh, it's a series.
Series.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, so DC Universe Harley Quinn animated series.
Universe streaming thing.
Yep.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, so fall 2019 appears to be the release. Says.
I'll watch it.
So they're definitely going with the design of Suicide Squad from the looks of it.
Not necessarily Suicide Squad, but it's based on her New 52 reboot.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
DC Universe reboot.
Oh, fun. Another reboot?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if there's yet another DC Universe reboot coming.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
Superman!
Alan Tudyk, he's going to be doing the voice of the Joker.
Really?
Let's see. Lake Bell, the only thing I can think of right offhand that I've seen her in has been Boston Legal series from, probably a decade or so ago. She's going to be voice Poison Ivy.
That could be.
There's Jason Alexander, he's going to be in it.
Is it going to be the lesbian version ones?
Well, alright, so moving on from that, just because I don't know, we'll see whenever it comes here. I don't have too high hopes, but you know.
We'll give it a shot.
But to go back to something that we talked about last week with Robert Pattinson being confirmed to be Batman.
No, he's
we haven't really had a confirmation fully.
Who's the other guy? Shit, I can't remember who the other person was. It was also in the running for the new Batman, but Pattinson was the their most wanted choice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't. There was definitely a type. It seemed like younger, kind of smaller version of Bruce Wayne than we've had before. Other than, still younger than Christian Bale, but still. I feel like they might possibly be going for a Batman Beyond type thing with the Terry McGinnis storyline, hopefully. Just because they're trying to go more towards the younger looking.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I mean, Bruce Wayne, usually in the comics.
It's also going to depend if they're going to consider that part of their.
Yeah, part
DCU,
of the.
Or if it's going to be like a one off in the future kind of thing or something.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be part of the whole Justice League stuff.
Well, if it is,
unless he's training somebody to take his place on the Justice League,
yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, if it is part of the Justice League stuff, then it would Terry McGinnis would make sense to be, or I mean, I guess he could probably be Dick Grayson because I believe Dick Grayson took over as Batman for a while
when Bane broke his back. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I guess it could technically be
when he was kidnapped,
but Terry McGinnis just makes sense because Terry McGinnis took over because Batman retired. Not just because he got old. It was too much for him at that point. So it would kind of make sense because we see Ben Affleck stepping out and he's already part of the DCEU.
Yeah.
If they wanted to bring in a new Batman, my personal take is Terry McGinnis would make sense. Especially going for a younger
looking. Well, yeah, but at the same time, they're, you know,
if they do
recast before, because what I understand, Henry Cavill is done playing Superman too.
Yeah. And yet they had Henry Cavill Superman show up in Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't Henry Cavill, but it was like
his suit. You really didn't get to see his face, so.
Yeah.
That's some dirty ass trick.
So I don't know what's going on that front.
But.
Unless they want to bring in Superman's younger clone, Superboy.
Connor Kent.
Yep. I don't know.
He was a clone mixed. He was a clone of Superman and Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snap.
So.
That's not going to cause some awkward family reunion.
Man,
dad.
These are my dads.
Dad, stop fighting dad.
I just hope it might just be the fact that I'm hoping it's Terry McGinnis just because I want to see a live action version of that freaking suit.
Yes.
I want to see a live action, like, I want to see it kind of like a Christian Bale's Batman suit, but with the full mask and the red symbol. Yes. Fucking extending wings. Oh my god. But yeah, that's just me. Sorry, I loved that that series. That was probably the only Batman series I would watch. Then again, I don't like DC. I've always had a bit of a hate relationship with them.
Into Marvel.
Yeah. But anyways, any thoughts about anything we've talked about tonight that we want to bring up? All right. Well, I think that we're good tonight. If anybody listens into this, please suggest us to people. Please get us out there. Just share us on Facebook. You don't even have to, you know, put in much effort. Just click. That's all you need.
Love us. But please.
We're working here. We're trying, but we need help.
You know, and feedback is most appreciated.
Yes.
Very good, bad, or ugly.
Yeah,
you know,
even if it's,
you know, what did you like? Suck. You know, comment, you know, on, you know, posts. I know, you know, some people have been, you know, liking or, you know, you know, reacting to the posts, but, you know,
never gave us any kind of like feedback whatsoever.
You know,
so,
or, you know, on the, you know, when we post notifications on the page about the new episodes, tell us, hey, you guys suck. Why, you guys should have talked about this, or, you know, or say, hey, next episode, maybe talk about this.
Yeah.
Something
we can bring up. Something.
Talk to us. You know, we want to do better, but we can't do better if we don't get any kind of feedback.
You know, and I realize that we're, you know, mostly Star Wars and Marvel centric, but, you know, as you just heard, we will talk about other things besides
Marvel
and Star Wars.
It depends on what kind of news is out there, you know?
If you want more video game stuff, ask for more video game stuff. If you want more movie shit, ask for more movie shit.
Give us games, topics that you want to hear about.
Yeah.
You know? That being said, anybody who did listen this far in, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome in advance.
Thank you, my man.
We do this every Thursday, so tune in next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.